of the Derech Hashem. And he speaks here about Bamin Ho Enoshi. He's speaking here about the human being. And as an introduction to this chapter, I want to tell you briefly, because it is a subject that is longer than the length of the earth and wider than the width of the sea, to use an expression from the book of Job. And I can only, but through this discussion, it will give you some idea of what man is. We've got the verse in the Torah that describes God's creation of man. Vayitzer Hashem, Hashem Elokim es Adam, Ofor Binu Adamo. Hashem formed the man dust from the earth. And afterwards, Vayipach Bapav Nishmas Chaim, and he breathed into him, into his being, the breath of life, the soul of life, that means really, a Nishmas Chaim is a living soul, and the man became Nefesh Chayo, and the man became a living soul. And we'll have to discuss what is the meaning of that. Now, when it says, just from those two verses, we know immediately that man is composed of two distinct parts, and that is the body, and the other part that he is composed of is the soul. I want you to be able to gather something, some idea of what the body is before we go to the question of the soul, because the usual idea is that the body is nothing. And when the soul leaves the body, then the body just disintegrates and there's nothing left of it at all. There are some people who unfortunately don't know what Torah is, and they don't believe in the eternity of the soul, in the indestructibility and the eternity of the soul. And the soul is indestructible and the soul is eternal. And the body is also indestructible. You mustn't think that the body is destructible. The body is indestructible. And I'm often asked the question, what will happen to the 6 million Jews when there is Tehiyas HaMeisim, there is what is known as the resurrection of the dead, what will happen to their bodies? They have been burned. There is no such thing as the destructibility of the body. All that happens is it disintegrates into other substances. It disintegrates into gases. It disintegrates into minerals. And so we find that it disintegrates into phosphates. It disintegrates into calcium. It disintegrates into oxygen, into carbon dioxide. But it is there in the universe. It is never destroyed. And Hashem is able to retrieve all this and to bring it back. So we've got no difficulty as far as that is concerned. But my theme for the first few minutes of tonight's shiur is not that, but is the body itself. And we mustn't think that there's such a division between body and soul. There's a very close connection between body and soul. Now, you know, we have verses in the Torah that speaks about the clothing of the body. For example, we have that passage where Yosef meets with Pharaoh, and Pharaoh points him to be the viceroy of Egypt. And then after that, it says, Pharaoh said to Yosef, since God has made known to you all this, there is no man more understanding and wiser than you are. And just in parenthesis, I want you to realize what kind of going they used to have in those days. That the Yeridus Adoris, that will become lesser and lesser and smaller applies not only to Jews, but applies to everything. It applies to Goyim also. Yeah, you had a Goy like Paro, and Egypt was known to be a degenerate land, and Paro recognizes that Yosef, this isn't anything ordinary, and he uses the word, since God has made known to you all this, then there cannot be anybody who is more wise and understanding, is more wise and understanding than you are. Now, if you just think of it carefully, those words, it's not possible for a man who isn't wise to have any kind of Ruach HaKodesh. He says, you must be a very understanding and wise man. If God has made known this to you, he wouldn't make it known to a person without understanding and without wisdom. So you must reach the heights of understanding and of wisdom. There can be no revelation of God to man unless there is deep understanding and wisdom. So please, this idea of a leap of faith and ibernachtem and verna godo batero, that means you can become a great goy in overnight, a leap of faith, that's nonsense. That is nonsense. You become that only by hard, hard work, but not like that. It's very easy to take a book on mysticism in English and to become an authority on mysticism, and the person thinks he's an authority on Kabbalah already. No such thing like that. So, Ein lo von v'chochom kamocha. He realizes that. But the type of person that Pharaoh must have been, you are going to be over my household. I shall be greater than you only as far as the throne is concerned. Wasn't even afraid of him. Only as far as the throne is concerned will I be greater than you. And then, by Yosar Paro Estabato, and Pharaoh removes his ring, may Al Yodel, from off his hand, Fayiten Eso Yad Yosef, and he himself places it on the hand of Yosef, on Yosef's finger. He clothes him in garments of fine linen, Fayosim Rebida Zoval Savorel, and he puts a golden chain around his neck. You know, is it really necessary for us to know all that? The Torah is so careful about every word that it uses. Look how carefully it describes. He takes his ring. He himself puts it on Yosef's finger. Then he takes the garments of linen. He himself clothes it. He takes the chain, the golden chain. He himself puts it around his neck. What a great covert it is for Yosef. Is it really such a covert for Yosef? After all, this is a king who turns out afterwards not to be a very good person. Nevertheless, if Hashem appoints a person a king, it's a very great thing. Do you know why it's such a great thing? As I've often pointed out to you, we make the mistake of thinking that when we speak of God as king, we speak of God as king because we have some idea of what a king is, some idea, and so we use that to help our understanding and our explaining of what God is. It is exactly the opposite. It is because God is king that when there is a king on earth, we use that expression king. That is why. Because kingship is something that is absolute. It is something that is there. It is not man-made. Kingship is a concept which becomes a concrete principle. That is what kingship is.
And so man has got kingship. What that means, we'll come back to that subject in a moment. Then at the other, yes, what do you want to say?
I'm sorry, I don't, but isn't kingship man-made in that the people in Egypt would make himself king over them? Hashem didn't make him king over those people.
Well, that's a very nice thought. The only thing he disagrees with Torah completely.
I mean, wouldn't Hashem make David HaMelech king? That I can understand.
Yes.
But not Paro. Why would Hashem make Paro king?
It's a very good question. Now, we say, and the Ramban goes to town on this, but really he goes to town on this. He says, yeah, you don't see these things, but we used to travel by rail a lot, and on the railway you see a troop of workmen, and they've got to work on the lines, and there is a foreman over there. Ramban says that foreman is a godly appointment.
He deserves by his personality.
There is something there. There is no appointment of one man over a person that hasn't got God in it. That is any appointment. And he's deserving of COVID. You've got to give him COVID for his work, for what he does. He's in charge. The people who are under him are under an obligation to pay him COVID.
Was he born this way, or only he became this way?
Maybe he became that way. Don't know, but God gives him that appointment. So if a king is appointment, that is that. Now I said I'd come back to the subject, but since you have so very kindly made a contribution already, now I mean that, then I've got to tell you something else at this particular time. A man, each human being, look what he's got in him. All these attributes, all this power, what he can do with himself. And the greatest of all these powers is Bechiro, his free determination of which to which we are coming. That is his greatest of all his powers. He can change himself to a very large extent. He's master of his destiny. He can change his character. He can change it for worse. He can change it for better. This is what the human being can do. He is a king over all that realm. Know what it means to be a king over oneself. So what respect one has to have to oneself. I spoke about this at the conference, and afterwards the Novominska's wife came up to me. Now she couldn't get over this. I spoke about the derech eretz that one has for a parent, for a teacher, for an older one than oneself. The derech eretz that one has for Hashem. Have derech eretz for Hashem. One gives kovod to Hashem. One honors Hashem. One honors one's parents. One honors one's teachers. One honors one's elders. The third thing is the kovod that one has for oneself. That is something that people don't understand. Who I am, what I am, whence I come, what covet I must give myself. And if ever you want to really understand yourself, and you really want to work on yourself, you must regard yourself as if you are another person. You are controlled over another person. And that is your number two self. So everything that there is in the Torah that to do to another person and not to do to another person, all that applies to yourself. Am I making myself clear?
Absolutely.
All that. And honor yourself. What it is. Now, we won't go into it tonight, but we will come to the subject. Honoring yourself is not like honoring another person. It's not the equivalent of that. it is akin to honoring God, because the reason you honor yourself is that you are aware of who you really are. You follow? So, to be king over oneself, what that means. And each person has been appointed a king over himself. And many people take, Sol tosimo lechom melech. You shall put over yourself a king. And it's in the singular. You shall put over yourself a king. That is, you must be the king over yourself. You must be complete master over yourself. Now that, it goes against everything that until 4 years ago was commonly accepted by all schools of psychiatry. They said, human being is nothing, don't have any complexes, do what you like, enjoy yourself, don't try and discipline yourself, don't allow anybody else to discipline you. It's only now, the last few years, that there are a couple of schools of psychiatry that have rebelled vehemently against that. But you see, this is happening over and over again. Scientists say things that are wrong, and they say it with divine authority, with a small d. They say it with divine authority, and then they have no compunction in changing. And now they've got something else to say, and it's again with divine authority. We haven't got that advantage, but we've got another advantage. When we say something, it is with divine authority because of a capital D. It's a very big difference. So we've got that. But the idea is that man is king over himself and what he owes himself. So the Novominsk Rebbetzin took that up very much. She wanted to ask me some questions about that. King over oneself. She wanted to know how one achieves all that. So here we've got a situation where, look what the Torah makes, and you remember when Mordechai, when the king honors Mordechai, Achashverosh. You know, Achashverosh is not a man that I'd like to spend an evening with. I wouldn't mind spending an evening with his queen, but certainly not with him. Wasn't a very bright sort of person. He takes the royal robe and he himself puts them on Mordechai. And what a fuss the Torah makes out of it. A king puts them onto Mordechai. Means a lot. And what is it? It's clothing to clothe his body. And what is the body? It's a clothing to clothe the soul. And who clothes the soul? Hashem himself. Just look what it means. Just look what it means. Hashem clothes the soul. Creates a body and clothes the soul. Which did he create first? The body or the soul? Doesn't seem so. In totality, he created the body first. First he created the body. So you can imagine what went into that. Then he puts the soul into it. So that's all that is. So we've got to realize when we speak about man, we speak about the body and the man. And I must tell you that they are the two. You know, so we say two of the most beautiful blessings. They are also beautiful. But these two blessings that we say every morning, one for the body and one for the soul, how beautiful those blessings are. Do you mind if I take one of your prayer books that I'm reading? I just want to take a bit further. Because it's such an elegant translation. Two, blessed art thou, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who hast formed man in wisdom, and created in him many orifices and vessels. It is revealed and known before the throne of thy glory that if one of these be opened or one of these be closed, it would be impossible to exist and to stand before thee. Blessed art thou, O Lord, who healest all flesh and doest wonders. and do it wonderfully is that the body contains the soul, and the soul is in the body, and the body functions, thinks, works. Mafli lasos, you do wondrously. And do it wondrously is a very good translation, but doesn't equal the original. Mafli lasos. Just those two words, mafli lasos, does such wonderful things. That is the blessing for the body. Then the blessing for the soul. My God, the soul which thou gavest me is pure. Thou didst create it, thou didst form it, thou didst breathe it into me, thou preservest it within me, and thou wilt take it from me, but wilt restore it in unto me hereafter. So long as the soul is within me, I will give thanks unto thee, O Lord my God and God my Father, sovereign of all works, Lord of all souls. Blessed art thou, O Lord, who restorest souls unto the dead. Now, I don't want you to worry about the Chias Amasim, about restoring souls to the dead, because the Derech Hashem will speak about that. He will speak about that and he will explain about that. But we mustn't jump our guns. What did you want to say?
I was under the impression, because it popped in my mind before we went out there, that Hashem did not, in fact, himself put the robes on and honor.
That he got Haman to do it.
That he got Haman to do it. And I thought that he was an agent. And I was going to point out that fact that I thought that was
the just let us see. Just let us see the exact words. Just let us see the exact words. First it says here, Vayotzer HaMelech et Tabateu Asher He'avir MeHaman, and the king took the ring which he had removed from Haman, Vayitno LeMordechai, and he gave it to Mordechai. But just one, this part you're right. Vayomer HaMelech Maher Kachis HaLevush V'Satsus Kasher Ibatu V'Or V'Asei Chei V'Mordechai Yudi. It says that he did it. It's just that little bit about the ring. There he is.
I just don't remember. Did Mordechai write the book of Esther, or did Esther write the book of Esther?
No. If anybody, it would be Mordechai. I don't know. I think he would have recorded it exactly as it was.
Would he have said that he put the ring on Mordechai as opposed to gave it to him?
Well, it says he gave it to him. It doesn't say he put it in. It says he gave it to him. Then it doesn't seem that he put it on. But still, it's got that he wears the king's clothes. He's such a big honor.
Right, I'm not diminishing the honor except for the fact that I thought that there was an agent involved.
If somebody gave me Jimmy Carter's jeans to put on, I wouldn't put them on even. One of his better suits. I would have it sent to Los Angeles just to be examined for shopping. And then I would consider it. All right. Yeah. Right. Now, so we've got this verse in the Torah, these two verses, Hashem formed that. We've got another interesting thing. You know, the more one learns about science, the more one becomes attached to Hashem. The debate is in Hashem, one just can't help it. The old question is, why doesn't the scientist teach? And that we are discussing already in this chapter, which is going to come up. And I remember when our second son was at high school, and there was a question there where you take six subjects for your matriculation in the English culture, and if you want to, you can take seven subjects. So he was very keen on doing biology, and we got him a special teacher. This teacher, she was a very good teacher, and she taught him biology, and she taught him extremely well. And one day we were going for a walk, and I turned on him suddenly and I said, David, do you find that your biology is now coming into conflict with your Torah? So he stopped and he turned to me and he said, No, on the contrary, it's given me so much more. Now, you know, the cell, as I've mentioned to you before, is considered by scientists to be the greatest thing in science. And I might have mentioned to you how I was listening once to a symposium over the television. This was a remarkable symposium. And there was a physicist and a biologist. The physicist was a Nobel Prize winner at Berkeley. The biologist was a president of the Rockefeller Institute. And he was a Jew. And it was interesting, he was the only one that mentioned God. He mentioned it, you know, it could be almost anything, but still, but he mentioned God, that in a sort of sense that is how God wills it, you see. Only once, but he did mention it. But that is not what impressed me. What impressed me was that the physicist gave a brilliant talk in a symposium on the atom. Covered a tremendous amount of ground in about half an hour, a tremendous amount of ground, and he did it well. Gave you a good idea of the intricacies of the atom, and to the layman it meant something. Then this Jewish professor, the president of Rockefeller University, got up to speak, and he said he just heard an exposition on the atom. The man who gave that exposition has studied the atom for 50 years. He said, now that he's studied the atom for 50 years, I would like to advise him to begin studying the human cell, the cell. He said, he will find so much more in the cell. And it will take him more than 50 years to reach in the study of the cell what it has taken him to reach in 50 years in his knowledge of the atom. And then he spoke about the cell. Now, when you know the cell, how many cells there are, and every cell has the whole reproductive system, the chromosomes, the genes, every single cell has got all that. What has it got to be duplicated in every single cell for? The Torah approach is that the soul is not only a soul that is housed in the body, but the soul is to be found in every limb and in every cell of the body. The soul is to be found. Not only in the body.
So
besides
Adam and Eve, when is the soul supposed to enter the body?
When the soul enters the body. We believe that it enters the body when the body is born, then the soul goes with it.
Born from somewhere.
From the womb.
So before that, the soul.
The soul is there. Her mother, the soul is there all the time.
But
that I can't tell you. I can't give you the answer from that. What we do know is that when the embryo is 6 weeks old, that's 42 days. What we do know then, it is fully formed, and then it certainly has a cell. But it's 6 weeks old, 42 days. Now, otherwise I can't tell you what is earlier than, but that I can tell you from 6 weeks on. Now, that is the soul that is in the body. So the body is not so, is so detached from the soul as it is thought. It is very closely connected with the soul. And perhaps there will come a time as we go further into Derech Hashem when I will be explaining certain things to you, how when the first man was created and before the sin, there was very little matter in it, in the man. It was all ruchnius, it was all spirituality. And his body itself is not the body that we have got today. And as man sinned, then his body became materialized. And it's become more and more materialized as time has gone on. today a president, can you imagine President Bush seeing a man and saying, well, he must have exceptional wisdom and knowledge if God has revealed this to me. Can you imagine anything like that?
Mm-hmm.
We don't see that anymore. There's been this Yerida Sadele, but that is what it was like in those times. Now, the body has got a lot to do when you come to think of it, when the worst thing they're doing to him is they're making a cripple out of him. What they let it be on merit by all means. If he deserves it, let him get it. But it must be equal with everybody else. Now, we wouldn't want a thing like that. Any terrorist, you would reject it. Freedom, yes. Equal opportunity, yes. But I want to earn it myself. It's got to be mine. That is one reason. A second reason is, it's got to be as close to God as possible. God's perfection is not due to anybody else. It is in himself. You remember what we spoke about, the simplicity of God and the unity of God. That is God. We can't understand with ours. The closest we can have to that is, if it's ours, we got it ourselves. That is the closest we can come to that, otherwise we can't come to it. Okay, therefore, it is imperative, it cannot be otherwise, that the matter is left to his predetermination of the will. That his inclination should be equal between the two sides. He can go the one way or he can go the other. But he has got that power of bechira, that power of choice, to choose knowingly and wittingly and by active desire whichever one he wants. By a holiest gum came with your weakness, Azimehim Shiyutse. He's got all the ability to acquire any one of them which he likes. He can acquire deficiency, he can acquire perfection. Al-Kain, therefore, Nivroho Odom Begeket, Hevel Begeket, therefore, man has been created with a good urge and with an irresistible urge to do, with an irresistible and passionate urge to do wrong. We've been created that way. And the choice is given to him to turn to whatever side he will. That is his own choice. That is what has been given to him. Clear? Any questions? Right, let us tackle the next paragraph. Now the next paragraph is quite easy because I've already done this with you. Ulof, however, Kayesa Dovra de Mishlam Kerui, Gozra Chokmo Yodashi Oda Murkov Mishtaya Fochi. He says, but in order that this man should be brought to its correct conclusion, the highest wisdom, that is another name for God, the highest wisdom decreed that man should be composed of two contrary opposites. All right, two contrary opposites. The Hainu, the Neshom, or Sichlis, the Zako, the Guf, Arti, Rochu. So he's composed, he's got a soul that is intellectual and pure, and he's got a body that is earthly and dark. So in the soul you've got the enlightenment, again in its etymological sense, and its intellect is pure, and it's enlightened, and the body is earthly and dark. Shekol echon mehem yitei betevel lechida, and each one pulls in his own direction. Dehainu aguf lechumliyus v'neshoma lechifiyus. The body pulls towards that which is material, and the soul pulls towards that which is spiritual. V'simotei b'neihem yochoma. And there is a war that is taking place between them. Ba'ofen she'im tigbar ha'neshoma, in a way that should the soul prevail, tis alehi, the soul is elevated, usa aleha guf imo, and the body is elevated with it. So there is the idea of not only the elevation of the soul, but the elevation of the body coming to you. Vehi also Odom, and that man, Hamishkale Bashleimu Samu Udon, will be a man who reaches his destiny, that which he is destined to be, destined to be, with regard to perfection. And don't forget that we are speaking about the perfection of each man, as far as he is able to go, actualizing and realizing and concretizing that potential of perfection that is in him. Is that clear? Not everybody has the potential of becoming an Einstein. But then he's got a potential in other things. He can become great in other things. The Indian, and if man allows that the material in him shall conquer, he then he causes the body to fall, and the soul falls with it. The year also Odom Viti Hoglish Lemus, and that man isn't suited for perfection, but need to bear the menu has for Sholom, and heaven for him, he becomes estranged from God. But God divorces himself from him, still better. But the Odom Azeya Hoglis Lahashkir Chomdo Bismay Sikh Levinish Mosai, and this man that we are describing, this human being, has got the ability to bring down, to subjugate, I'm using his words, to subjugate the material in him to his intellect and his soul. The Likne Shlemis to Meshach Echadlu, and thereby to acquire perfection as we have mentioned. So that gives you a pretty good picture of what it is all about. Any questions on that? Getting to you, yes. Not altogether. Not altogether. Not in the way we understand. But there are these two very strong urges in the human being. And in the same way, even if the person eats and he has the appetite, it's not only the body, it's the soul also. The soul also, not only the body. So the soul and the body are interlinked to such an extent that if one elevates the body, he elevates the soul, one elevates the body with it. And if, on the other hand, one degrades the soul, then one degrades the body, the soul goes with it. That's what it is. Now, we'll still have to speak a lot about this, and this becomes clearer and clearer as we go away. There are, you see, you've got the body that covers the soul. But then you've got things that cover the body and the soul also. And we can't see it. But I have seen it in human beings. I was away from my friends who were at school with me. I was away for 10 years. And I came back and I saw what had happened to some of them. I had a long pleasure to be with. And we took up our friendship immediately. We remained friends until the same very close friends. Others, it was just unbelievable what happened to them. They became coarse. Had nothing in common with them. and coarseness covers the body and the soul. Couldn't get through to anything. And that coarseness can get a coarseness over it also. And so it goes on. But that we must realize that deep, deep down, what the soul actually is, that we'll discuss later, that will get come up later. That still is there, that core is still there, but it's been covered up with all this, and it's impossible to penetrate. That can happen to us. Just one moment. How often have you been here now? All right. Good. Now, what do you want to ask?
Today's question. I don't see where the body is born. As you said, when people are born back in material things, it's that kind of thing. Now, the body is born.
Just say what you gave, I guess.
It's saying in the book that the body and the physical is darkness. And
yes.
You send out that.
The physical in man is dark, there isn't any light in him. Now, when a person engages in something that is completely bodily, you know, one passes a eating house sometimes, and one sees how a person is still eating, with his hands, with his feet stretched out, with his hands, and the whole look of the man. Do you think that's enlightening? Would you call that enlightening?
No, but not because of any physical thing that has to be a human, because of the way he is.
That is the body. The body drains the soul off to this. But that comes from the body. If the soul is away from the body, that can't happen. But that's the body's got that ability.
The body actually just degrades the soul?
Not necessarily. When the body is there, it can be uplifted, it can be elevated to a very high elevation. In fact, we'll find out later that the body can be elevated to such an extent that we've got cases where there isn't death. There is a spiritualization of the body. It happened to Eliyahu. There was a spiritualization of the body. There wasn't any death in the ordinary sense of the word.
I don't see what the body
itself is dark. It seems like it is what the weather can be. No, we have made it dark. Just it is dark. I'll give you the example of the psychic. See these wonderful things. And as I've mentioned, one great scientist said to me one day, when we were discussing this, and I was so disappointed that all that they had discovered then, they just discovered the most wonderful things, that I asked if I would make any difference to the religion of the people, and he said no. And he saw how disappointed I was. And he said, you make the same mistake as every layman makes about it. He said, you think he's a great man. He said, a great scientist is not a great man. A great man is something quite different. He said, if you travel in the underground in London, somebody sits next to you and you speak to him, ask him for an opinion. You get a sounder opinion from this ordinary person about a worldly matter, then you'll get from the other side. And I experienced that. When I heard Einstein speaking on a very great occasion, and he made a suggestion there which was just, it couldn't believe it. And the papers didn't publish it. Eventually I found the paper, one paper the next day published it. The other papers just took quiet about it. In those days they had a great respect for this sort of thing. Today the papers would much that is made nothing of them now. But there they kept quiet about it. Just as it was completely impractical. Had no idea. And that we find this, it's the darkness of the body prevents that. That prevents it. Body, there's a lot in the body that's dark, but it can be helpful. Barbara, you want to ask something?
I understood that the sin made all these things in the food of the world, that's it.
You know, I want to tell you that there are schools of thought on this. But certainly souls were created because the souls, our souls, do have Sardas, which is the service that they were created before. But Hashem prepares the body first, then the soul goes into it. Their souls, yes, we're not. Those are not, all souls are not equal. But that is a subject we've got to discuss. It's all souls are not equal, and what is his chance? That he hasn't got an equal chance. That we've got to discuss. The opportunity is equal. And each soul is different, but each soul has got great opportunity. And it can get a for example, I know a man who's very wealthy, but the way he conducts himself is just too wonderful. And he's an example in his bearing, in his behavior, in his conduct, in the way he deals with his money, in the way he dispenses his money, what he gives, how he gives. Look where he's from. He's a man that learns, he always learns, he's got a daily shield. He's had a daily shield ever since I, the longest time he lived, got a daily shield, held for a couple of hours a day. Then he's the rest of the day, his business, all that, built up tremendous businesses, that is enough. So he has distinguished himself in Tessa.
Man doesn't have anything to do with anybody else. It's just that they're done with themselves. So each person has got his opportunity. Each person has got some great area in himself that he's given to the possibility of the best person. So he's got to find it, and he's got to develop it, and that all belongs to the human. And if it's very good, it doesn't mean to say he's going to develop it. And each person has got a purpose in life. But it's possible that he won't find it, and if he just finds him by from that, he'll never fulfill it. All those things are possible. Any other questions you have,
Elizabeth? Thank you, Rob. In the book, just a couple of details from you, and I think there is that, and that what we do makes one greater or the other. When a child is born, is that the case?
No, you see, when a child is taken, a child is born in the same way as the universe was created. In this, beginning, there was information and rest. But also, the same way, the creation had an intellect, and there was darkness, no earthly sea, and it was only water. And it was all darkness. And similar to that, the new translator gave this notion in a way. The Marxians and the Romans, they said, say that they were the growth of such a term. That's how they translated it. But that's what it is. That is the way a human being is born. Exactly the same way. And then as the creation goes on, order comes into the universe. And you see, when you do the first chapter of Galatians, you see developing how order comes into the universe. There's light. But there is no sun and moon. And there's a division between light and darkness. So there's the idea of the opposite. And then the idea of the workers being collected in heaven, the workers being collected together, and now there's earth and there's water, which is sacred. And then after that, starts life, starts vegetation, starts, and then the sun and moon are created. And then it goes on to animal life, and so that's it. So, slowly, slowly is what it is. A human being is exactly the same. Here, Job, when he speaks about a human being, he says, a man is born as a wild pig, a wild animal. That's the way he works, right? And as all he goes, further comes into him. Same way the universe was created, further comes into him. Because our only touching on that man is.
But my question has to do with that. You had in the studio for 3 years,
right? Yes.
And was always under the impression that you were coming alive. I'm saying,
Yes, that's right, yes.
In that sense, it's
it has the potential of being far greater if it were easier than it would be very easy to be good. Of being punished.
It will either be politely adapted, good and equal, good and bad. And these people that frankly people like ourselves, we invest the opportunity of good and bad. Through the evil impact is very strong in the creation of atoms. And we are told that our soul is saying that evil impact is very strong. Might even be stronger than the good impact. Because it started off in life with a thing, having things. It's very strong. And our soul says that I created and anti-grateful. That is the thing. That is an accident. That helps a person. That your life is very strong. You need to get your life very strong. That we can overcome. Yes, there is.
The spirits and souls were not created equal at the time they were created?
Well, in souls they're not created equal.
But you're saying that they became our soul afterwards, you know,
no, I mean, no, they are unequal in that you're just the soul that is created with a potential for something. It has a quality. I'm not going to say it hasn't got that quality, but it's got a quality that's the same as the car. Do you follow?
Are we speaking about kingship, a potential for kingship?
Yes,
or
that can be. That can be. A leadership, that can be. The same thing is got it. But then another thing is got to be the same as the car. For example, we've got when Jacob blessed his children, he blessed them, he blessed his servants. He's got scholarship study. Liberal, he's got common. Very great quality to have. But if common makes the rules go down, couldn't live without common. Can't do without it. So, each soul is created with a specificity. And that specificity is a potential, and he can develop it. The potential for good is very much greater. That is very much greater than being created for a good purpose.
The same
affair is equal to the same. Yes, that is. For anything is there are circumstances. But we are going to come to that. There are circumstances that not everybody has got the same opportunity. There is no question about that. But nevertheless, the opportunity of the opportunities that come with us, and that is something that's going to come out. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the next paragraph, I'm not doing what we're calling it here, live now, but I just want to take you ready for the next paragraph. The next paragraph, there Hashem explains, he says, that this struggle to perfection doesn't go on forever. It comes to an end. But the reward for that which that perfection produces, that lasts forever. But the struggle is only as long as we are dead upon earth. After that, the struggle ceases. That is how you connect the next paragraph. Thank you, ladies. Okay, oh, yes. Now, next week, this group, today is the first. The very next week, the hopefully, this week. This week, through the very kind offices of Cherry Epstein, he is going to hear a clinical violinist, which is a violinist. And what it is like, So we are going in a group to listen to this doctor. And if he knows that it is, these women will be there, You can't put any young people in place, but you wouldn't tell you about this property. That we mean it, that we wouldn't tell you what you could say about it. And look at that true determination of you. That you wouldn't tell you that it's well with you. No sure next week, but there is a sure in 2 weeks' time, and that is the 15th.
So
he has to be the next record. I don't think he's very bad at the career. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.